Barry Meehan, Barry, first championship game for you as a manager, and suppose things went well. At half time, though, there's a little bit to think about.
We definitely did, Porrick. We spoke very frank inside. They had got through maybe three times for goals. A lot of points on the board. There wasn't that much in it in the first half. We were very disappointed with our own game. We weren't doing what we had asked them to do. So we kind of spoke very frank about it at half time. Came out in the second half, and thankfully everything we spoke about they put into practice, and we came out right side of the score then.
Looking at that first half performance, suppose it was a championship game, team settling. Fermaster settled better than St Mirren, suppose. When they hit the post, just missed an opportunity or two, Barry. You were scratching the head, no doubt.
Definitely were, Park. And we had spoken about it during the week that they would start fast, and we had earmarked that we would come out and we would try and start fast to try and quell that there. Unfortunately, we didn't, and they did, and they probably should have had the ball in the back of the net. And it transpired that we went down the field from that there breakdown. We went down the field and got a goal, and that was kind of a key turning point probably for us, because at that stage we were under real pressure.
He's kicked into gear, none other than young John Harn got that goal, and suppose it got you going, got in at half time, as you said, got the talking done. In the second half there was only one team really in it.
I think now the first 15 minutes of the second half we were very, very strong. I thought Rory Kavanagh really took control in the middle of the field. John Harn was in and out, Niall O'Donnell was getting on ball, and he was just scoring for fun. The second half performance was good. Now it was good, and we were very happy with it.
Difficult now, suppose you've a big panel, Barry, but suppose the next game, championship game, is going to be in September, no doubt about it, but suppose that keeping players' interest is the biggest problem now.
Well, listen, Paul, I guess that's what we have to do now. I suppose we'll take this week and we'll reflect a wee bit on today, and we'll get things in order for Gidor next week. But listen, hopefully now we'll have a good run of league fixtures between now and August, September. Hopefully it's September before we play a championship again. And it's not there, we'll get loads of guys an opportunity to get back up. Like, we were missing a few men there today, and hopefully now the league during the summer will give them a chance to get back and get them up to speed where we need them to be for September.
Looking at your panel of players, you have a serious panel of players at the minute. Paddy McGowan came on, kicked 4 points. You have the likes of the luxury of that as well. And Conor Gibbons didn't start today, so still a lot of, as you said, indications of players coming back.
Definitely, and I suppose from the outset we said that any player that went in and earned his right to hold the jersey the next day would hold on to it, and that's the way it was today. A couple of guys went in last week and did really, really well, and we were very happy with the performances, so they held their place this week, and now it's up to the other guys down the line to try and get that jersey back off them.